You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
Let's go, boys. 5 weeks away from the third annual Purple Daily Draft Party. And a couple things on that. So for those of you traveling in from out of town, we just received an update on where people are coming in from as people have signed up for tickets and VIPs, and we'll have additional VIP tickets that we will make available probably next week is my guess. But people are coming in from 25 different states, maybe even more, for this draft party. Beautiful. Colorado, mm-hmm. California. Mm-hmm. It's wild, you guys.
It's awesome. The PD fan base is the greatest fan base that I have ever seen. The loyalty.
It's nuts.
The love, the passion.
That's not insincere Judd. That's genuine Judd.
No, that's very genuine.
Genuine Judd.
Genuine Judd is right here to tell you right now, thank you very much. You guys are awesome. Because you know what? It's the commonality of the goal. The one goal. The one goal we all have to eventually watch a Lombardi trophy hosted by the boys in purple. And I don't mean the Ravens.
You can find those new Before I Die shirts, the new Before I Die design at scorenorth.com/merch. That's scorenorth.com/merch. Also, one more thing on the draft party. We've partnered with Element Hotel, which is right attached to the Fillmore, for a 15% room rate discount for Purple Daily Draft Party attendees. The offer is valid April 25th through the 28th. So if you want to stay the weekend, you get that rate. Go to scorenorth.com/hotel to get your discounted hotel rate. scorenorth.com/hotel. And a shout out to Popped Corn of Minnetonka for being the flag sponsor. That's right. Everyone in attendance gets a Purple Daily flag courtesy of Popped Corn, and the VIPs are going to get a Popped Corn sample bag. And we just got this note too a couple days ago. Crybaby Craig's gourmet hot sauce. Oh, that is my favorite hot sauce.
You love Crybaby Craig's. Love Craig's.
All VIPs are going to receive a free bottle of Crybaby Craig's. So we thank them for jumping on board here, too, beautiful, for the Purple Daily Draft Party. It's a good time.
Put that stuff in my Bloody Mary all the time. Mm. I'm still a big ramen noodle fan. I put hot sauce in my ramen noodle.
Good call.
I love me some. Me some hot sauce.
Very good call.
100%. So here's how this works, boys. It's Write That Down. We're the only show dumb enough in the entire country to put statistics next to our predictions. It'll be three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. Those are the parameters. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns here. The season runs from Super Bowl to Super Bowl, so we're, about a month and change into the new season here. And listeners, if you want to participate, like Griffin and McCade are about to, you can send Declan a message through the ScoreNorth app, and we'll get you scheduled for some time in the coming weeks. Let's start with Judd on the accountability session. You had two things come off the board. You said KJ Osborne would sign with an NFC North team.
Wrong conference.
Okay, I had one of my friends, Nick Cattles. Yeah. He's got a YouTube channel. Used to be...
Sacramento?
Used to be in Sacramento with our old buddy Rami. They mm-hmm. were doing an afternoon show together, our old buddy Rami Makloff. And Nick is back in Boston doing podcast and YouTube. And he's a big Patriots guy, does Patriots podcast. And he hit me up very excited that the Patriots got a veteran receiver. He's like, dude, give me the scouting report on KJ Osborne. Very excited.
Great guy.
I said, he's fine. I said, I don't think he's changing your franchise. Really nice guy, but he's probably not changing your franchise.
Yeah.
I hope you laughed and said, you know what? I love this question because this is what you people have long deserved out there in Boston.
KJ Osborne.
Like, we're excited about KJ Osborne. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, for once, it's not David Ortiz. It's not Kevin Garnett. It's not Randy Moss. It's KJ Osborne.
It's KJ Osborne, and he's fine, but he's the type of guy who's going to be probably, he's going to come there as like the number two, right? And it's the number two receiver is KJ Osborne. It's going to be like, oh, yeah, he was a three. So, yes.
I said he's a number three on a playoff team. He should be your fourth offensive weapon if you aspire to do something, like maximum.
So you shot him down immediately, your old buddy.
Yeah. He's fine. He's a Boston sports fan. He'll be fine.
Exactly.
They like bluntness.
Exactly.
Judd, you did say Justin Fields would not be the Bears starting quarterback when the 2024 season begins. He might not be anyone.
I was going to say, he's not going to be a starting quarterback when the 2024 campaign opens.
I said the Vikings would trade up in the first or second round of this year's draft. Didn't think it was going to be that way, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are looking at me like this is incorrect.
It was a little sneaky backdoor. I was just doing the math in my head. I had the data, and I was like, how did this happen? Like, oh, they did technically trade
up. They did trade up.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they traded up.
From 42 up to
I was mentally 23. Applauding you. I was not looking at you weird at all. I was applauding your like you found a way to make this correct through the verbiage. I'm very impressed.
They might still do it the way that I thought they were going to do it too, by the way.
It doesn't matter.
Listeners had nothing come off the board, so we'll highlight a prediction that's still on the board from Tony here. He said, by the start of the 2025 season, Kwesi and KOC will not be with the Vikings. Now, he made this prediction before Kirk Cousins signed with the Falcons. What would have to happen for Tony to be correct that like both these dudes get blown out within the next 18 months?
Oh, my God. I mean, you think about it. It would need to be so they don't trade up. Kwesi takes two busts, two guys that don't contribute a damn thing.
Not a quarterback. Maybe they don't take a quarterback, and Darnold's a train wreck.
Yep, and O'Connell has a terrible year. They win two games, and next January, McCown goes to the podium as the new head coach of the Vikings because we've realized he was our
McCown.
Guy.
McCown. Wow.
Are you calling him McCown?
McCown.
Josh McCown.
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 Oh, McCown.
This is the same thing. Josh McCown.
Okay.
I don't think it's McCown.
McCown. McCown. I heard McCown. I thought you said McCown.
I don't know. It's so close. It's so close. The point is, he will be the next
extra
head
vowel.
Coach.
You're putting extra vowel.
And he will be paraded Josh. Up to the podium. Josh. Yeah.
Can't screw up.
JM.
Josh McBackup.
Joshua.
We'll call him.
JM.
And then Declan had two things come off the board. Ryan Tannehill will sign by next week's Write That Down, and it'll be in the National Football Conference. Mm. But your first touchdown of the season here. You said the Vikings would execute a trade in this year's draft before the draft begins.
Nice.
I think that was unlikely enough to happen. Mm-hmm. It was like in the realm of possibilities, but still comes off the board as a touchdown. So early on, everyone's pretty hot here early on. Pretty good start to the season because Judd has the worst percentage, and it's still 33%.
Yeah.
I'm at 54.5%, Declan at 50%, listeners at 44.5%, Judd at 33.3%. Judd, the only one without a touchdown so far. The three of us have one apiece. It's early. All-time stats going back to 2021, Declan 36.3% completions, Judd 35.1%. I'm at 33.7%, listeners just under 23%. I have 47 touchdowns, Declan with 42, listeners with 40, and Judd with 33 touchdowns. There's your accountability session. Let's get our guest listener predictors. They are longtime friends and Vikings fans. Griffin and McCade.
Boys?
In the house. What's up, dudes?
Not much.
Just ready to take some swings here. Some throws downfield.
Touchdowns only.
No checkdowns, right?
Oh, really?
No, I'm going to go for more of a KOC type, maybe 15, 20 yards down the middle.
Love it.
Okay. Love it. Up the seam to T.J. Hockenson.
Timing passes.
Yeah. So let's start with Griffin and then McCade here. Give us your Vikings fan background. When did you get hooked on this very frustrating franchise, Griffin?
So my dad kind of always grew me up to be a Vikings fan, but the first year I actually remember was sadly the 09 season with Favre and the Saints game. So
yeah, this isn't Detroit, man. It's the Super Bowl. You can't throw across your body like that, Brett. No. Unfortunately. What about you, McCade?
So I kind of followed during like the 2012 MVP year for Adrian Peterson. It's kind of when I started like watching it. When I really got into it was the Blair Walsh missed field goal. That one hurt.
Wow, both of you just,
dude,
absolute wounds to start your Viking fandom. Oh my God.
Yep.
Devastating.
I'd like to apologize for this team.
You're still here. Yeah. You got Vikings may have found a kicker too. So, you know, we'll see if they bring somebody else in. So we can have more kicker torment, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with Griffin, and then McCade goes second, Judd, Declan, and back to me. We'll make three trips around the room. You guys each get three predictions. So, Griffin, why don't you start us off, man? You're under center.
All right. So I want this first prediction to come off at draft day or after draft weekend. So the Vikings will only make one pick in the first three rounds of this year's draft. And will not be scheduled to make another pick until round three of the 2025 NFL draft.
Wow. So they will.
So you've got trading out of the rest of the draft then for this year?
No, one pick. So say it again.
No.
I got it.
So we're making one pick in the first three rounds of this draft.
First three rounds.
And first three rounds. And then next year we will only be scheduled to have a third round pick.
Yeah, so like the 4, 5, 6, 7 round picks this year don't matter in this conversation. Okay. This is a day one, day two conversation.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying that.
You're saying trade the farm like the Ricky Williams trade from back in the day.
All my picks are gone.
Wasn't it Mike Ditka that traded their whole draft for Ricky Williams in like 1999?
Yep, Saints.
And he puts a Hawaiian shirt and has a cigar. He's like, Super Bowl! No. Not going to happen. Okay, McCade, your first prediction here, sir.
Write this down.
All right, so I know we're supposed to not talk about Kirk Cousins anymore, but my prediction is that the Vikings will beat Kirk Cousins in the head-to-head matchup at US Bank and have a better regular season record than the Falcons.
Okay.
I think you're right on that. I mean, the first one, it's going to be a lot of nerves, a lot of nervousness for old Kirky boy. And the second one, way too many people. I mean, there's literally conversations about the Falcons being Super Bowl contenders right now.
Really?
They were a 7-win team last year, and it's Kirk Cousins. Now we're making him a 13-win team that's going to run through the entire conference for the first time. And people need to just take a deep breath.
And he couldn't lift the 2018 Vikings to the damn playoffs, much less a Super Bowl.
Not that we're still bitter.
Write this down.
Oh, I'll never.
Judd, back to you.
I'll never forget that. Okay, I will actually take your cousin's prediction of the game here, and I will add to it with this. Write this down. Harrison Smith will intercept Kirk Cousins in the Vikings-Falcons game next season. Harrison Smith, who practiced against Kirk, knows Kirk, is incredibly smart, very competitive man. He will intercept Kirk Cousins at least once in that game.
Let it go, you guys. You know, it's over. It's done with. It's over.
It's too ripe for prediction. Are you kidding?
Between Judd and McKay, we need like a therapy session here.
McKay's very smart. He realizes, he understands this has only opened the door to predictions now.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Write this down.
Dex.
All right, write this down. I'm going to kind of counter Griffin's to a degree a little bit. The Vikings will not give up next year's first round pick before or at this year's draft. They will not give up the 2025 first round pick before or at this year's draft. They will keep that pick. Write it down.
Okay. Do you think they can move up to five? Because Thor's kind of saying, didn't he say the other day that they can get up to five and not give up the 2025 first round pick, right?
It's possible.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, and I still think that Patriots pick is open for business, and I think that's where you would probably trade your 25 first round pick. Despite the fact the charts say you shouldn't have to.
Who's Jeremiah's client from Northern Iowa who just did the pro day yesterday? Northern Iowa defensive tackle guy. Boyd. That's my prediction. So here's what I think is going to happen.
Write this down.
The Vikings' first pick after... No, I'll just say it this way. The Vikings will draft Christian Boyd this year.
Okay.
So they need interior defensive line help. He was the biggest combine snub, according to most publications, because he played at Northern Iowa and he was kind of a late bloomer, whatever it is. He's one of Jeremiah Cyril's, friend of the show, one of his clients. And he just did a pro day like yesterday or 2 days ago that's making the rounds on football, Twitter, and Instagram, where he's literally just like, he had like 30 some reps on the bench and is just going crazy. And I think when you look at their roster, like, I don't think they're taking cornerback. I think off the record, they're going to go quarterback in the first round. And then whatever their next, if it's a fourth round pick, that's kind of the range that he's going to go in. I think that's the position that they're going to target. So I'm going to be specific. Christian Boyd will be a Minnesota Viking in this draft.
Write this down.
Let's go.
That's a touchdown right there if you hit on that one.
Let's go. Back to Griffin.
All right. So on the new Netflix receiver documentary coming out this year, that there will be some type of Purple Daily or Score North content involved in it.
So last year, yeah, they used like five different clips of Judd.
Talking about Cousins.
Just kind of sprinkled in, talking about Kirk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
And what happened was behind the scenes, their directors or someone from their team like reached out two or three months before it came out on Netflix because they have to get permission to use all these clips. And so they reached out and we're like, oh, first of all, wow, you're doing a... I don't think the news had come out that they were even doing quarterback yet.
Yeah.
So we found out, wow, they're doing a quarterback documentary and Kirk Cousins is featured in it. And Judd's going to be featured talking about Kirk
And my
Cousins.
Checks are still coming from that.
Residuals?
Every day I get checks in the... like, I've bought three houses now, a couple cars.
Just Kirk slander has led to a lavish lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm living high in the hog.
Write this down.
Okay, McCade, back to you.
All right. Jonathan Grenard will have more sacks by the end of the season than Danielle Hunter.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Bringing the positivity there.
Let's go, dude.
Write this down.
Back to Judd.
All right. Because Kwesi loves to wheel and deal, you can write this down. The Vikings will have at least one day two draft pick this year. So they are going to get into a second or probably more likely a third round pick. I feel like the Vikings are going to package something that we're going to see some. I don't think Kwesi wants to completely sit out night two. So they'll have at least one pick on day two this year.
Just out of sheer boredom, you can't sit out night two, right? Don't you have to?
I just feel like he's going to package something, right? He's going to trade some, fifth.
For Purple Daily's side, like we would like a pick there. I mean, we're going to be reacting to day two of the draft. So we would prefer a pick there.
Well, also, should we, I guess, on-air show meeting here? You know, the last couple of years, we've done a live stream on night two because they've had they drafted Kellen Mond in the third round a couple of years ago. Yep. Very exciting. If they go into day two and they don't have a scheduled second or third round pick, do we not do a live stream? I guess we'll have to gauge like how are people feeling after night one do they want to just hang out and watch other teams draft on YouTube or something?
I'll say this. I believe one of our sales guys is kind of pitching a potential idea for day two of the draft under the basis that they might not have a day two pick. So let's just, I'll put a pin in that.
Well,
and circle back.
And circle back.
Guys, I feel like this discussion should probably be taken offline.
Let's take it offline here.
To use some really boring, I hate meeting jargon. Let's take this off.
I hope this email finds you well. No email has ever found me well.
Let's take this offline.
I want to put that out there.
That's my favorite GIF now is like, I hope this email finds you well. And it's, here's how the email found me. And it's like,
write this down.
Okay, anyways, back to Declan for your second prediction.
Second one for me. I'll make this one. Another team will trade its first round pick before the draft starts. So there'll be another trade involving a team's first round pick before the draft starts. Another wheel and deal, another team moving up. Most likely, I don't see a situation where maybe a move team, well, I mean, regardless, they'll be moving and shaking. But yeah, another team will trade its first round pick before the NFL draft starts. Write it down.
Okay. All right.
Write this down.
The Vikings, write this down. The Vikings will have two starting quarterbacks. No. You know what? The Vikings will only have one starting quarterback in the first 8 weeks of the season. I'm going to predict it that way. I think if they commit to Darnold, this is off the record. If they commit to Darnold, he's going to play well enough to just like let it ride, let the JJ McCarthy chill for 8 weeks. If JJ McCarthy or Drake May gets drafted, lights it up in training camp, they would start maybe week one.
Mm-hmm.
I think whoever they start with, now injuries could screw this up.
I was going to say, that's your kicker here.
They'll have one starting quarterback, the same starting quarterback for the first 8 weeks of the season. Write it down.
What if it doesn't go well with Sammy Boy and you're 2-6 and then you're like, not going well, but why would we want to throw our prize youngster in there now? And you know, if we don't finish real strong, that's okay too, because we'll have a super high draft pick and so much ammunition with the cap.
But do you really see a scenario? I mean, I think if this team is 2-6, it's either because injuries ravage them or it's because Sam Darnold is atrocious.
Yeah. Yep.
Because this roster's good. It's not like a Carolina Panthers situation where I was listening to, was it John Middlecoff? I can't remember what podcast I was listening to a couple days ago. And they were going through like, if you look at the Vikings situation or the Bears situation, there's Pro Bowlers all over the place. Like the Bears have one of the best wide receiver tandems now. Like that's a pretty good situation for someone to jump into. Vikings have Jefferson and Darisaw. The Panthers have like no Pro Bowl caliber players now that Brian Burns is gone. I think you're 2-6 proof unless major injuries or Sam Darnold train wrecks. If Darnold train wrecks, maybe the rookie quarterback is the solution to get you back on the track.
You are 1-4 with Kirk, with Jefferson. I'm just saying weird stuff can take place. And if Darnold's bad enough, I don't think it's how Darnold is playing. I think it is, do you feel that the young QB is prepared? And if you don't, you're not going to play him.
It'll be interesting.
Write this down.
Okay, Griffin, your third and final prediction.
All right, I'm going to just predict the top five draft picks right now.
Nice.
Wow, here we go.
Number one, Caleb Williams. Number two, Jaden Daniels. 3, Drake May. 4, Marvin Harrison Jr., and 5, J.J. McCarthy.
Oh. Okay.
Did I see that Marvin Harrison Jr. is now not going to work out at Ohio State's pro day?
It's a smart play.
Why I saw it on X. So he's not going to work out, period.
The only thing he can do is decrease his stock, right? Because he's not going to go number one.
Yeah.
And if, let's say, he has a weird workout or he has a weird time in the 40 or something, and all of a sudden, Roma Dunze stayed for 4 extra reps on the 3 cone. Maybe he has.
But this is the beginning of a new world. Because I cannot recall a guy that chose to not work out at both the combine and his pro day. So, like, this is the start. This is going to shape, I think, a lot of how guys proceed. And the decision to basically skip the aptitude test now, which I don't think guys did previously, Like, you're going to have less and less to go on. I don't disagree, Phil. It's a smart play potentially, but it's just interesting.
It's very unique to top players, though, because they're like, yep. We mentioned Christian Boyd. He wasn't invited to the combine. He went played football at Northern Iowa, right? Yep. Like, he needs to put stuff out there to raise his draft stock. Marvin Harrison Jr. really doesn't, but so we'll come back to Griffin for the shout outs here, but let's go final prediction for McCade first.
All right. I'm looking for a little Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs down the sideline prediction here. And I will go Drake May will be drafted by the Vikings and he will win rookie offensive player of the year.
There it is, man. Drake May would be a blast.
So he's starting such a crazy early.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd probably be the one that starts the first 8 games in my scenario, if that's the case. So, well, both you guys, thanks for coming on. We'll start with Griffin over to McCade. Since you've got this life-changing platform right now on Purple Daily, is there anyone you'd like to thank that helped you get to this peak moment?
I'd like to shout out to my dad for making me a Vikings fan, bringing me here. I'd also like to shout out my roommate to Mankato. I told him I'd do this, roll Mavs.
Roll Mavs, let's go. What about you, McCade?
Same here. Thanks to my dad for making me a Vikings fan. And, you know, shout out to Griffin for always having someone to talk Vikings with.
Awesome, guys. Beautiful. Well, good luck with your predictions. We'll see you down the road here. Get you back on or see you at an event coming up, man. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you guys.
There they are. Griffin and McCade. Guest listener predictors.
Very nice.
Hey, before we get to the rest of our predictions and a couple of mocks here, let's say hi to our friends at Nicolet Law, gentlemen. Nicolet Law, the official personal injury law firm of Purple Daily here. They know at Nicolet, first of all, they're local. So they're just your normal, everyday Minnesota folks. The only difference is they have law degrees, but they're here to help you during a time where maybe insurance companies are likely to pressure you if you've been injured. They don't care if you get better, those insurance companies, but Nicolet Law cares very deeply, and they've seen every play the insurance companies have to run, and they'll go the whole nine yards to play defense. See what we did there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a defensive coordinator. So if you've been injured, get Minnesota's local award-winning injury lawyers. Get Nicolet. Start your path to winning at NicoletLaw.com or give them a call at 1-855-Nicolet, who's also presenting our Score North Bracket Challenge this year.
Yep.
This is one way to win VIP tickets, which are sold out to the Purple Daily Draft Party. We're going to crown 3 different winners, a first, a second, and a third place. The winner will be crowned and given VIP tickets to the Purple Daily Draft Party on April 25th at the Fillmore. It's scorenorth.com/bracket, scorenorth.com/bracket, powered by Nicolet Law. You guys fill out your bracket?
I did.
On scorenorth.com? Oh, yeah.
I picked the one seed out of a bucket, and that's how I'm rolling with the one seed. Hembo, #Hembo from Greeny on ESPN Radio had the 59% of national tournament winners are one seeds. So I figured.
So wait, you put all the teams in a bucket, or no, you put only the one seeds?
I picked 4 one seeds in a bucket, and I picked one of those, and I just rolled with that. I'm just going to do it that way. So I picked, okay, UConn. So UConn will repeat, which I know is also very rare. I think Florida was the last team to repeat, but that was my strategy. I just picked a random one seed. I know there's only 4, so I have a 1-4 of grabbing it, but that's who I'm rolling with.
What was your strategy, Judd?
I clicked on teams.
Click, 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 click.
I just quickly clicked on teams.
What's your biggest upset? Do you have like a big upset that you're touting?
Not a huge one. No. I think I would pick an upset per bracket, but not like a huge one.
I have McNeese beating. Is it Gonzaga? I think it's McNeese or McNeese State. Something.
I have a fun one on Mackie and Judd. Write that. I have 2 tournament predictions, but I have a fun one on Mackie and Judd. Write that down of all that stuff Hembo laid out of crazy trends that happen in the tournament. So
you know what?
To do that.
Dude, the 11 seeds are like more likely to win the last 6 or 7 years than 6.
That's
seeds.
Right. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Yep. Go Patino. Go Danny Munson. Long Beach State. He's been fired.
What the
heck? They fired his ass, and then he made the tournament by winning the conference championship.
Can I just like coach out the conference tournament?
Yeah,
sure,
go
I guess.
It.
Whatever. Just make sure you clear out your office by Wednesday before we go to the
whatever you want to do. We don't care.
Okay, back
down,
to
like
Judd.
Writing things down.
Third and final prediction.
All right, Blake Brandel will be a starting guard for the Vikings on opening day.
Really?
So I'm not predicting where. Off the record, I think probably left. But I'm not predicting where, but Blake Brandel will win a starting guard spot. The Vikings are paying him pretty damn well. They clearly like him. Reisner still not back. Again, as we discussed last week, I don't know what's up there. It feels like something's up with that.
It's steer clear.
It just seems
he's like the only
weird.
Yeah, all these guards are off the board, and again, he's just sitting there.
And he's back on X, begging for a job like he did last year. So Blake Brandel will be rewarded with the opportunity to, and he will seize it to win a starting job at guard.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, they'll probably draft someone too, but it kind of feels like they're just,
yeah,
they're just okay going in with some uncertainty.
Over the weekend, they added another one.
The mullet guy, Dan, mullet guy.
Dan Mullet.
Oh, no, from the,
he's got a crazy mullet and a mustache.
He looks like, Kenny Powers.
He does look like Kenny Powers.
He's like a dead ringer.
Dan Feeney.
Dan Feeney. Mr. Feeney.
He looks like Joe Dirt or,
Yep. Yeah, I think he's a backup guy, but yeah, Blake Brandel. I'm going with him.
He's been a starter in his past, but he's been largely a backup the last couple of years. He's 29 years old, 6'4", 310. He's been most recently with the Bears and the Dolphins last year, but he was with the Chargers, with the Jets. So just kind of a room guy, Dan Feeney.
He looks like he'd be fun to drink beers with, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he would pound.
Yeah, you put me in a hospital, but yeah, it would be fun to drink beers with.
All right, Dex, what's your third and final?
All right, last one for me. So the Vikings, as of now, have 9 picks in this year's draft. They have 9 picks. Funny enough, only 2 of them are their original draft picks. The other 7 are from other teams. But write this down. The Vikings will make no more than 7 selections in this year's draft. They'll make no more than 7 selections in this year's draft. I think some of those picks are going to be moved, pushed into future years, pushed to moving up or something. They'll make no more than 7 picks in this year's draft. Write it down.
Yeah, I think you're right, because they're in kind of prime position with the two. They got the 2 first rounders, and they're going to probably use those to go get a quarterback. But then they've got the 2 fourth rounders, 2 fifth rounders, and that's a bunch of capital that gets you back into round 3, right? Give up an extra one of the 4s to move back up.
Exactly.
Yeah, get back in there. Okay.
Write this down.
So with that, I'm going to say one of the first 3 picks the Vikings make will be a wide receiver.
Ooh.
This is a very deep wide receiver draft, but they will draft a wide receiver with one of their first 3 picks. Now, hell, it could be in the 5th round by the time they're done. If they the 2 first rounders to get a quarterback, and then they use a couple 4th rounders to draft a 3rd rounder, and then they don't pick again until round 5. But this is a really deep receiver draft. And right now, with KJ Osborne gone, they have 2 viable receivers. Hawkinson's hurt. Like, they need someone to kind of step up and maybe be ready to play pretty early in the season. Powell's probably their 3rd receiver right now, right? Powell?
Yeah. And they also signed that guy from the Bills, who I think is a definite depth guy as well. So, but yes, Powell. And you know what? Powell knows the system. He's like my guy, Johnny Munt. He knows how the Rams work, so he knows how KOC works.
Best 3rd tight end in the NFL, Johnny Munt.
You heard it. You heard it from the coach himself, not just me.
Fantastic. Well, you were the first one to really shine a spotlight on.
I've been on the Munt train.
You've been on the Munt.
I've been on the Munt train the entire time because I saw he knew what he was doing. He knew the system.
So there's your write that down predictions.
Down. You like writing things down.
And your accountability session, boys. It's time for a couple of mocks. I feel like, first of all, a couple parameters. We've been stockpiling mocks since about December on this show, but I feel like with Kirk gone and now with the Vikings having the 23rd pick, almost every mock that we've gone through, and they signed Jonathan Grenard. There was a lot of edge rusher action to the Vikings for a while. Like, almost everything that we have, almost everything we've mocked is irrelevant now to this point. And any mock draft that doesn't involve trades,
and that we're not doing anymore,
should be mocked, ridiculed, crumpled up, and thrown out the window.
Mock the mock?
Yes. Produce mocks at this point, and I'm talking to you, Mel Kiper.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay?
Yep.
You can't be producing mock drafts at this stage in the game. We are post-free agency. We've already had a trade in the first round, for God's sakes. Get out of here with your tradeless mocks.
And then he had the audacity to just conveniently drop J.J. McCarthy to 11.
Maybe he knows something.
Like, he wanted McCarthy to go to the Vikings, so he conveniently dropped him.
I will not mock
Mel Kiper. Or maybe he's being lazy, huh? Huh, Mel?
Mel has a conference call media conference call today. I think one of us should jump on there.
I'm not. Why, Mel?
Yeah.
Mel and I are good friends. I'm not.
Have you lost your fastball, Mel?
I trust Mel.
Are you throwing breaking slop? Have you become Jamie Moyer? Like, you're still around, you're relevant, but you're throwing the slop?
We should jump on that call and harass him. It'd be kind of fun.
That'd be a good call for us. Yeah, I'm sure we'd win that one.
This first one's from CBSSports.com here. It's a three-round mock draft.
All right.
Let's go through it. Chris Trapasso is the author here.
Oh, yeah, Chris. CT.
So with the first pick, Caleb Williams to the Bears, the Commanders take Jaden Daniels with the number two.
Okay.
And then we have a trade. The New England Patriots have moved out of the number three slot and on the clock with the number three overall pick.
Yep.
The Minnesota Vikings. It doesn't say what the trade is exactly, but it says the Vikings didn't make a move to get to 23 just to sit on their hands now. They make a move and maybe even package a mid-rounder in 25 to get this pick to select out of North Carolina.
Woo!
Drake May.
All right.
I want a mock.
What will happen inside the Fillmore on Thursday, April 25th?
Craziness.
If the Vikings are on the clock at three all of a sudden and they draft Drake May.
Well, if the trade, what if and when this goes down as a draft night trade, can you imagine when you have that, you're like, oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. It appears the Patriots have made a trade.
Yeah.
And there will be a buzz. There will be a buzz. Mm. And then if it's announced, the Minnesota Vikings have acquired, the place will go crazy. And then it'll go even more crazy when Drake May is drafted.
I'll tell you right now, the hotel sponsor, that's 15% off, that won't be just applied to listeners. I think old Dex Tweets is also going to be using that hotel because he will not be driving all the way back across the metro to Woodbury if that happens. Yes.
So are you going to decide at the time or have you called?
I haven't called yet.
Already to reserve your
hotel room. I've not called yet, but if that were to happen.
Feel like you should jump on that now.
Yeah, you might want to just plan for that, man.
I'm not sure the 15% will apply when you go half in the bag and tell them.
What's the scenario where old Dex would like not be excited coming out of that draft?
Not be excited? Like just blah. Probably if they just stay at 11 and 23 and just make like a defensive edge and cornerback guy, like non-quarterback. If they just don't draft a quarterback, I'll be very tame. I'll be tame. I won't be like super disappointed, but I'll be tame.
Well, let's play the rest of the CBS Sports draft out because this is super interesting. So the Vikings have made their big move. They've moved up to number three. They got Drake May. And here's how the rest of the first round plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals at four. Malik Nabers to the Chargers at five. Joe Alt to the Giants at six. Olufoshinu to the Titans at seven. Terrion Arnold, the Alabama cornerback, to the Falcons at eight. Dallas Turner, edge rusher, Alabama, to the Bears at nine. Rome Odunze falls to the Packers at 10.
Mm. Mm.
And with the 11th overall pick, the New England Patriots select J.J. McCarthy. Isn't that interesting? Would you rather trade up and trade those future assets to get Drake May, or would you rather sit at 11, which is risky because you don't know if he's going to fall,
right?
And take J.J. McCarthy?
Well, the McCarthy thing, okay, so McCarthy's stock is definitely at a point now where I don't think that you can sit at 11 and assume. And I know that the outside world is still doing that, but it feels like the internal league feels different about him and more positive than the public does. But the other thing too is if Kevin O'Connell has said, you know what, Drake May is my guy. Like, I like McCarthy a lot, but Drake May is my guy. I would prefer to trade up, and I would prefer to assure myself that at least I take a swing at the quarterback I really want. So, but I don't know if this whole McCarthy is going to fall thing is accurate. 11 seems really risky.
It's so hard to tell right now. By the way, Michael Penix goes to the Raiders at 44, and Bo Nix goes to the Giants at 47. So that's how the
Okay.
So the Vikings have put themselves in a spot now where it's like they can't. It's kind of first round or not. I guess you could sit on your 11 and 23 and grab one of the secondary quarterbacks at like 23 if someone jumps you for JJ McCarthy. But they've kind of, by not having the 42, they've taken away their safety blanket for like a second round quarterback.
Yeah.
You know? They could trade back, I guess. But so I got one more mock for you because it's a prominent one.
I want a mock.
Via theringer.com here, Ben Solak updated this mock a few days ago.
Benny.
He has Caleb Williams to the Bears.
Benji.
Old Benj.
Yeah, Benj and I, BS and I are tight, okay? So you can just, don't laugh.
Jaden Daniels to the Commanders at 2.
Uh-huh.
Drake May to the Patriots at 3. Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals at 4. Malik Nabers to the Chargers at 5. Just before you're about to fillet your guy, Benji, here, for not doing trades.
Oh, boy.
Roma Dunze, Giants at 6. Wow, no trades, really? Oh, wait.
You sly son of a...
There's a new team on the clock at 7. The Titans move down to the 11th slot with the Minnesota Vikings jumping up to the 7th overall pick, where they select... Actually, here's the trade. The Titans send the 7 to the Vikings for the 11 and the 23. So the oof. It's a steep price, but they get to keep their 2025 first round pick.
What does Rich Hill say about that?
We'll look that up. Maybe Dex can look
I'll
that
look
up.
I'll look that up for you.
JJ McCarthy to the Vikings at 7.
I want a mock.
Okay.
Here's the write up, by the way. And they've got like a full, they've got scouting reports. They've got, this is great. The team most likely to trade up for a quarterback as it stands in mid-March is the Minnesota Vikings. They have everything you need for a quarterback to develop. Great offensive mind in Kevin O'Connell, playmakers, Jefferson, Addison, relatively solid offensive line. Another critical factor, they have time. KOC and Kwesi should feel confident that they'll have a couple seasons to build around McCarthy. They have a comp for JJ McCarthy, like a current NFL quarterback comp.
Okay.
And it's shades of a sprightly Kirk Cousins. What does sprightly mean?
Sprightly Kirk Cousins. I got more athletic, more
Ben.
Athletic, more pep in the step, a little Ben. More.
So sprightly, according to dictionary.com, it's an adjective, especially lively. Of an old person, lively and full of energy. She was quite sprightly for her age.
Right.
Sprightly.
That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
I mean, I'm no editor, but I would have striked that word.
Sprightly's a great word, but
I don't think it applies.
Gonna say I don't think it's the right word in this case.
It says he's a confident point guard style quarterback, JJ McCarthy, with an audacious streak on money downs and scramble drill situations.
Well, hold on
money
a second.
Downs.
A scramble,
dude. The money downs.
Money downs.
Scramble drill situations. So he's basically saying
money
he is
downs.
Kirk who can run. Huh?
Yes, I guess? That's what sprightly Kirk Cousins means. Yep. Why are you shocked by the mobility part of this?
No, I just Thor think that Cousins...
Thor came on this week and
no,
said,
I'm not.
Hey, he's one of the best on-the-run,
yes.
accurate quarterbacks in the entire...
Then he's nothing like Kirk Cousins.
But that's why the word sprightly comes
I feel like the comp is inaccurate. I feel like the comp is not correct.
But if you get the mobility of a Kirk Cousins, or if you get the accuracy of a Kirk Cousins, but the mobility of someone younger and more vibrant with energy, then you would have a sprightly
Kirk
Cousins.
Comes
I think it's a perfectly accurate.
So when push comes to shove, is JJ going to check down 3 yards on 4th and 8?
No, because he's more sprightly. He's more energetic.
Then
he's
come
more,
up with a different player. Here's a different player, Ben.
Here's a great quote of money down from Brian Greasy. From October of 1997. I want to be a good third down quarterback. That's the money down. That wins games. The money down.
Yeah,
I love the money down.
The great quarterbacks come out to play on the money downs. Yeah, they don't check down. Okay.
Although, you know what? 2024, the money down now is 4th down.
Well,
that's a money down now. That's a good. In 97, you didn't go for it. You just punted. Now, you look the defense dead in the eye and you say, we're all staying on the field.
They're both money downs. Yep. So there's the latest from CBS Sports and The Ringer here. We'll keep stockpiling the new versions of these mock drafts. And thanks to our guests for coming on here. If you want to be a guest listener predictor, you can send Declan a note through the feedback tab. We'll get you scheduled for some time in the coming weeks and months. We just want the Vikings to win a dang Super Bowl before we die. Let's go find that quarterback.
That's all we want.
Let's go find that quarterback.